The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
And then at 125, Blothar the Berserker, the lead singer of Gwar.
I cannot wait to see how that goes.
I have no idea where it's going to go.
I didn't know about Gwar until yesterday after the show.
Curious what you thought of the song Sex Cow.
Sex Cow? Sex Cow?
No, there is cow. No explaining.
Sex Cow. Sex Cow.
Blothar, I tremble in your presence. Thank you for being
here. All right. Yes. Tremble indeed. Maybe I'll lose my mind and blow on my finger and increase in size to just a 12-foot tall version of myself.
It was actually at Riot Fest, I believe, that you sort of spontaneously grew the udders that you feature so prominently.
You know, I didn't have udders when I went to sleep. I know that. I know that much. Balsack is a huge fan of the Panthers.
That would be Balsack, the Jaws of Death.
That's correct, yes.
Can we just briefly talk about how perfect it is that the guy named Balzac is a Panthers fan?
Yeah.
That feels right.
Because I was like, it's too on the nose.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 a.m. till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Yeah, that was a day yesterday. That was a day to have everything we were doing, everything we're talking about, all the Bears talk, all the football stuff, culminate in the appearance of Blothar the Berserker.
I was going to call it a right turn, but it was more like a U-turn.
I don't know what the hell it was. I just know it was just a heck of a lot of fun, and so many people enjoyed it. And you know, near the end of the interview, when he was really talking about what they represent and be yourself and don't be afraid to be yourself. There ended up being some empowering stuff.
Authenticity over everything. I'm with it.
That's right.
I'm with that and I'm with a Reggie bar. Those are the two things I was with yesterday.
That's all you need.
We're more confident in those things than the Bears.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I mentioned all the stuff we have coming your way on a truncated show today, including but not limited to Bears Talk, J.J. Stankovic at 11, Joe Ostrowski, 11:25. We're not going to do high noon today because we are too packed with all sorts of important sports thoughts. Shohei Ohtani and Cubs stuff at 11:45, Kevin Fishbane at noon, and then Adam Studzinski, though he's not here today, he's here in more than spirit. His work will represent him as he has put together the solid wall of sound. Our producer is Ray Diaz. Tyler Farengold is producing as well today. Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, the people doing their things and helping out. I want to start also, but huge, huge thank you. Like you talk about having a day yesterday after leaving here. Had the honor of being the MC/game show host for the trivia and spelling contest at the Lurie Children's Corporate Cup at Montrose Harbor yesterday. What a great time and terrific people for a wonderful cause. So thanks for having me out. Thanks for all the fans who came over and said hello. And thanks to all the companies that put in their time and their effort to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for Lurie Children's Hospital. That, you know, Lurie Children's has been really important. Not only has taken care of both of our kids at various times through some pretty harrowing situations, but also provides many of the medical personnel for Children's Oncology Services and Camp One Step, where I've been serving on the executive board for God knows how many years now, that our doctors, our nurses, our volunteers, in large part, come from Lurie. So happy to be able to give a little bit of my time. Happy to see everybody. So big thank you in that regard. And speaking of medicine, we need to know today on the Keenan Allen watch.
We've been on Keenan Allen watch since he left the game, and obviously they said it was a heel issue, kind of a week-to-week situation, and it's become more precarious because of how the Bears' offense has performed, or better yet, not performed, up to the standard, whatever that may be. We know whatever you say the standard is, they're not there. So Keenan Allen, who was brought in to be this clutch safety blanket, if you will, for a young rookie quarterback in Caleb Williams, has not been able to provide the blanket that he needs. And a lot of other people couldn't provide the safety that he needs, come to think of it. So
there's actual safety, yeah, and then there's theoretical safety.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So if he doesn't practice today, which nothing's pointing to him practicing today, that's another week he's gone. More questions for Matt Eberflus about how to proceed. And the thing that jumped out to me was yesterday we saw Velus Jones Jr. back with the receivers.
Now, I don't know exactly what the meaning of that is, because I thought when I heard Brad Biggs, he wasn't sure where Jones has been technically listed on their depth chart, regardless of where he's been practicing. But if we know he's practicing with the wide receivers, what does that tell us about what they know about Keenan Allen?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a direct correlation, but it seems pretty direct just from an outsider's standpoint. And hopefully we get some answers on that. And really with Keenan Allen, you just, like I said, I don't feel like you can depend on him right now. And this would be the time that you need him. And it may come to a situation where if this goes another couple of weeks, you're just like, hey, they get him back, it's a bonus, but we just got to deal with what we got to deal with.
It would really be too bad if two of their prominent signings in Ryan Bates and Keenan Allen were both these season-long injury management cases. If they start talking about, and I want to say with Bates, it's two things, right? Wasn't it shoulder and elbow?
That sounds right.
And they've been chasing Ryan Bates forever. It sounds like the shoulder's worse. It had been referred to as an arthritic condition in the shoulder, which I know gets people crazy when they hear arthritic condition. That just means swollen joint. It just means his shoulder hurts. It's inflamed.
Yeah, it's the elbow and shoulder, this arthritic condition.
Yeah, it's both. So
all right.
That doesn't sound good.
No.
And it doesn't sound good, especially in the context of, man, they need to run Ryan Bates out there at center because Coleman Shelton has not looked great. Or good, average.
And Shelton himself is pushing back a little bit. He's feeling a little bit picked on. Much like, by the way, and I think I saw this, like last year, do you remember how bad Lucas Patrick was last year?
Yes. How come? Because the primary job, once the play starts, is that
is that you push the other person.
Yes.
Instead of the other person pushing you. And then I believe Lucas Patrick said something. We made fun of him all year because he said that we don't get the real film, that the actual film that they get apparently shows him being better than
the all 22?
Whatever he said, there's some sort of secret video on which he's good.
So we can't see it.
We just can't see it. And we made fun of him all year. I think his PFF grade through 2 weeks now is near the top.
So what does that tell us, Dan?
I don't think it tells us anything yet, but it's still a problem. It's still a problem from Sam Mustipher. If this is just the new Sam Mustipher, well, he gets the calls right. He gets everybody organized. He points out the mic. He sets the protection. Great. If you're on roller skates immediately after the snap.
It doesn't matter.
I knew he was the mic. Yes, but he's standing on top of me.
I knew exactly what they were going to do, and I could not stop
them. Right, but I pointed him out correctly. You know, that's
like, that's the guy that's about to run me over.
And I don't know the answer to this, 773. Why is Tyler Scott not getting any looks? I don't know what maybe Waldron just doesn't like him.
I feel like he likes DeAndre Carter better. So
obviously.
So and
Travis Homer too?
Can we say DeAndre Carter didn't perform well? Like,
he was open a few times.
Yeah, that's so. I don't know, but I'm. It is interesting because Tyler Scott's supposed to be a speed demon, right? And he has not put that speed on display as of yet this season.
That allowed them. I can't remember what I had for breakfast, but if they allowed Darnell Mooney to go because they thought Tyler
Scott had a nice game Monday, by the way,
he's a good player.
Yeah,
and rich.
But I was shocked at the contract that he got.
He's a rich player. He should be good, but if Tyler Scott was indeed the guy who embodied a similar skill set and they thought he was going to step into some of that, I have no idea where he stands. But being inactive and being apparently doghoused.
It's tough, Dan, because it's only been two games. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to treat the season like it's halfway over, but we're working with what we're working with. So we're going to work with what we can work with.
I don't get the Travis Homer thing. I don't know what he does.
Carries the ball on occasion. And
is he more trustworthy in
pass blocking? That's a great question. Look, unfortunately, and I know this is not what you or anyone listening wants to hear, but sometimes you just have to wait it out. And by wait it out, I don't mean like wait months. I'm just saying we're to game three. Again, if they're 1-2 versus 2-1, there's going to be two very different conversations that we're having on Monday. I mean, very, like, opposite ends of the spectrum.
And it's also how they look. It isn't just the outcome. But if the offense has another turd week, Monday's going to be ugly. You've got to at least have a dead cat bounce here. That's what I was banking on when I made the prediction.
That's the same thing that the Indianapolis Colts defense is saying right now.
I know, but I'm seeing this, and I don't think this offense can be this bad this long. And maybe I'll be proven wrong and say, Bernstein, you should know better. Because you've been here too long.
I was going to say, where does the optimism come from? Because it doesn't come from track record.
It's not, I wouldn't classify it as optimism. It's almost.
You think you're being pragmatic. I think you're being optimistic.
You're probably right. I think that is a fair observation. And it may just be like meatball brain infection.
I'm not going to put that on you. You're too wise of a man.
No,
but
I'm not with the Bears. The Bears make me dumb. And I try
to pull at your heartstrings.
I try to silo it from kickoff to the final whistle.
How's that go for you?
I like it. I indulge my inner child, and I can count the number of throws of the remote. There's a specific pillow at which I will target the remote so I don't break anything and batteries aren't flying anywhere. But that occasionally happens because I don't always hit the pillow. But
now, is the pillow that you're trying to hit, are they having to deal with the cover two or like what?
They show me different looks. They're multiple. that side of the couch is multiple back there. You know, they're trying to make
Zone
me see
man.
Ghosts. Yeah, they occasionally they'll motion a guy.
That's the problem. You are seeing ghosts of quarterback pass.
Yes,
they're
coming behind me, shambling in their chains, groaning in my ear. It's Craig Krenzel and Chad Hutchinson behind me.
That's kind of the sentiment, though, not just for you. I mean, I think that's highly relatable. Someone who's been consuming Bears content for the last few decades.
It's not good for you. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and IDOT. It's not a game, Illinois.com. When we come back, let's hear Shane Waldron. And he was asked some pretty direct questions. And maybe you're better at ferreting out some of this stuff than I am. I was a bit unsatisfied. And maybe he doesn't have good answers yet, but we'll see. I'll let you be the judge. This segment brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Football Friday rolls on next on The Score.